This episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast is brought to you by me, Philip Morgan. Hey, if you're getting tired of me pitching you all these expensive paid products, you may want to quit while you're ahead. I'm going to keep doing it. They're expensive because they produce results and because they tackle one of the most critical, influential levers you can move in your business, which is your focus, which is essentially your strategy for your business. But if you would like a very low cost, it'll only cost you your time, way of learning more about the stuff that I'm talking about here, this idea of specializing and narrowing your focus in the most profitable way available to you, then check out thepositioningcrashcourse.com at positioningcrashcourse.com. You build on failure. You use it as a stepping stone. Close the door on the past. You don't try to forget the mistakes, but you don't dwell on it. You don't let it have any of your energy or any of your time or any of your space. Okay, that was terrible. That was my best Johnny Cash imitation, which I'm pretty sure you know is not a very good imitation. That quote comes from Johnny Cash, and I could spend a lot of time cataloging all of my personal and professional failures. You know, the one that sticks out to me the most is when my wife Cheryl and I moved to the Oregon coast in the summer of 2011. We had bought 5 acres of what was the most incredibly gorgeous land, most of which was covered by old growth forest, and there was this just pristine year-round stream that cascaded through it. It was amazing. We'd also purchased a nifty factory-built home to go on the land. Right after we sold our house in Portland, Oregon, I lost my biggest client. And it was, at that point, like we'd done some forecasts of the likely revenue. It was like $90,000 of what seemed like just guaranteed revenue. It was going to keep me and my business partner at the time busy for, I don't know, 6 months or more. So in my mind, we had enough money to buy the house, prep the land, because it was a piece of land that had never been built on before, and do the other stuff we needed to do, like have a well drilled and have electricity hooked up to the house from the road and that kind of thing. And we ran out of money. We were installing, so we had the well drilled and then having the pump installed in the well, which is necessary. I don't know if you know this, but you don't pump well anymore. You don't pump water out of a well by hand anymore. It's done with an electric pump. And that was going to cost $5,000, and we just didn't have it. You know, at that time in my business, I had invested zero effort into learning how to market my services. And so there was nothing I could do to make money come in right away. There was no lever that I could pull to like rapidly crank up my lead generation efforts or reach out to previous clients or any of that. So we just had to borrow money from a friend to get the pump installed in the well. You know, that's just one of dozens of failures I've experienced firsthand. And of course, I think the way you respond to failure is more important, because it's not a question of like whether you're going to face failure or not. You will. If you're going to build and grow a real business, you will face failure. And so it's really, I think it's just a question of how you respond to it. One of the things you can do to reduce the chances of failure are to specialize. Not just any kind of specialization, but specialization in a way that is meaningful, that is profitable, and that contributes to more effective business development. And I would invite you to learn more about how to do that. Again, through the free email course, positioningcrashcourse.com.